A message from the world to Russia. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. More than 100 countries are demanding that Russia stop its war on Ukraine and withdraw all troops. This in the form of a UN resolution. The vote was 141-5 with 35 abstentions. Only Belarus, Cuba, North Korea, and Syria making a stand for Russia.
People everywhere are standing up to call for President Putin to stop this attack. The Russian people are themselves asking how many lives Putin will sacrifice for his cynical ambitions.
U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Linda Thomas-Greenfield asking Russian troops to choose peace. Russia's U.N. ambassador still characterizing the invasion as self-defense. Russia just releasing its first accounting of losses in Ukraine, confirming nearly 500 Russian troops dead, more than 1,500 injured, but rejecting reports of incalculable losses as disinformation. A Ukrainian official says the advance of Russian forces in the second largest city, Kharkiv, has been stopped, but the Russians have responded with air attacks and rocket launchers.
It was the hardest hit, with Russian missiles slamming into more buildings. The police headquarters on fire after a Russian strike. The scenes of total destruction are getting more widespread in Kharkiv as Russia ramps up its attacks on the city. Russian paratroopers reportedly landed there overnight to support the ground offensive in this area.
Fox's Trey Yingst in the capital, Kyiv. Russia now claims to have control over one southern city, which would allow more troops to enter from Crimea. President Biden visits Wisconsin today, and he's not the only one on the road.
Through the bipartisan infrastructure law, our administration has made historic investments in our infrastructure and in our supply chain.
Vice President Harris in North Carolina, while other top administration officials also fan out to help sell the agenda the president defended during his State of the Union address. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
A former Louisville police detective takes the stand in his own defense at the trial over the botched raid that led to the death of Breonna Taylor in Kentucky. Brett Hankison says he did nothing wrong and thought an officer who went down had been hit in an ongoing rifle attack. Taylor's boyfriend told investigators he thought intruders were breaking in and fired one round from a handgun, which was the only gun found. Hankison was fired for shooting blindly in the apartment complex and charged with wanton endangerment. None of his rounds hit Taylor or the boyfriend. More than a dozen books are being removed from school libraries in a Central Florida district, at least for now.
The 16 books include The Kite Runner, 13 Reasons Why, and Toni Morrison's Beloved.
I feel honored that I'm able to be on this committee, and I don't take this responsibility lightly.
Kathy Bucklew is part of the decision-making process in Polk County. County Citizens Defending Freedom claims the books imprint obscene, violent, pornographic, drug abuse, sexual abuse, and suicide-related content upon the minds of minor students. Resident Craig McKee disagrees.
I think it's a dangerous trend and a slippery slope.
The school superintendent pulling the books to allow time for a review. School Board General Counsel Wes Bridges.
But we want to be very, very careful to make sure that our employees and staff are not exposed to that sort of liability.
Teachers, medical professionals, and others will make recommendations to the board after reading the books.
Fox's CJ Papa. The Fed chief says supply disruptions have been larger and longer lasting than anticipated.
Exacerbated by waves of the virus, and price increases are now spreading to a broader range of goods and services.
But Jay Powell is telling Congress he still supports a traditional quarter point hike in a key interest rate, instead of something more aggressive to address inflation when the central bank meets this month. Reassuring news on Wall Street right now, the Dow's up more than 600 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.